say, and I suppose it wasn't actually in our own hands. We were depending on Drummond doing us a favour whenever they beat Burndennet. So there was great excitement in the club whenever the news came through that had happened. Yeah. And we actually, of course, had to win our own match against Bonds Glen.
Drummond, of course, took a one against Burndennet, and it was a big one by 7 wickets. At what stage in the afternoon, Ian, did you just realise that we're on course to win this game, and with Burndennet getting beat, that we're getting very, very near a grasp on that championship title?
Well, we would have had our own game wrapped up relatively early in the afternoon. It wasn't a particularly long game, and whenever our own game was over, it probably took another hour and a half or 2 hours before the news sort of filtered through that Drummond had won down against Burndennet. And, you know, we were getting fairly regular updates on that one. And, you know, the excitement did mount in our clubhouse as the Drummond boys got near to the finishing line and victory. But, you know, there's a genuine sense of, disappointment for Burndennet there too, because Burndennet have never played in the top division of North West cricket. And, you know, I would feel sorry for them. They had it in their own hands yesterday morning and they didn't quite make it. But they're up against a very good side, and Drummond, of course. Drummond have had a very disappointing season in the league in many ways, but yesterday, you know, they played very well, and they actually beat us in the final of the Jeffrey Cup a week earlier as well. So they've been kind of sleeping all year, but they finally come to life at the end of the season.
Ian McBeth is, of course, the captain of the St Johnstone team. Would this be one of the strongest teams that St Johnstone have fielded in their cricket history?
Well, we've been a very useful second division side, I suppose. It's called the Championship nowadays, but we've been playing in the second tier for 19 years out of the last 20 years. And the team at the moment is strong, and obviously we've just won the Championship. We've been there or thereabouts for a number of years. And obviously we were promoted in 2009 and played in the top division in 2010. The team is strong now, but there's a difference between the team that was promoted in 2009 and the team we have now, and that the team that was promoted 5 years ago was an old side coming to the end of their days. And what we have now is a mostly young side. I mean, we've got about half a dozen boys who are teenagers who are playing regularly in that first team. And there's a couple of other teenagers who are knocking on the door as well. We still have a couple of experienced players. We have McBeth brothers, and we have, I suppose, an Indian contingent to play with the club. We've got three of them playing in the first team.
You mentioned the youth guys there. Obviously, you have to put in a lot of extra work and through the development of the underage system, and that's now bearing fruit when you see these younger fellows coming on to start and winning a title, Ian.
Yep. Some members of the club have put a lot of work into the youth teams. You know, we've been turning out three or four underage teams, you know, under-11s, under-13s, under-15s, and we had an under-19 team as well, but that sort of under-19 competition was stopped this year because of exam pressure. It was done away with. But yes, the club members have put an awful lot of work into the youth. And there are plenty of young people around, you know, and it's very heartening whenever you've got plenty of material to work with. So it's bearing fruit now, yes.
And what do you think was key in winning the championship this year? Because it really was a fascinating battle with so many sides involved and in contention at the top.
Yeah, well, I suppose one wee ingredient that nearly all successful teams need, you nearly always need a wee bit of luck. Because there's practically nothing between the top four or five sides in the championship. You couldn't really separate them. You'd go to play a team, and on the day, you really wouldn't know which of them would win. I mean, the Drummond, who did us a favour yesterday, in my opinion, you know, arguably the best side in the championship, but they had a poor year in the league. Glendermot finished actually level with us in points at the end of the season, but we won the championship because we have a better head-to-head record against them. We beat them twice in the league. And obviously Burndennet were there or thereabouts and had it in their own hands and yesterday morning. So, you know, there was very little between the teams. Well, obviously, we had the bit of luck, and we also had plenty of young people, and there's a fair enthusiasm where you have young people.
And now there's the excitement of welcoming some of the big clubs from the North West League, some of the top sides, all next season will be coming to play in St Johnstone.
That's right. It's something to be looked forward to, and the other thing is it's not going to be easy. And when we went up in 2000 and played in 2010 in the Premiership, we played 18 league matches and we only won one and lost the other 17. So now that we're up, the target now is to stay up, and you know that will take work and commitment, but at least we're setting off with a young nucleus to the side, and those people can improve, and we will be trying to develop those young people and give them the coaching and the help that they need to be Premiership cricketers.
Will you strengthen as well? Ian, I know it's early days. We're just, 24 hours after winning the championship title, but is it something that the club have to think about? If you are going to stay there, will you need to strengthen?
Well, it's something that we, I suppose, have been thinking about for years. But, you know, strengthening, very often you're talking money. And money is something that we don't really have spare money. We've spent a good deal of money developing the ground, and the ground is a credit to the club and the area, and whether we want to actually spend money on a player, I don't know whether that's the route we'll go down. That's a club decision. I personally would like to see money spent on coaching, certainly. I'd be delighted to see a coach employed, you know, even on a part-time basis, to make sure that the young people are getting the help that they need.
We know it's going to be a tall order to stay up in the Premier League next season, Ian, but it certainly is finally just an exciting time for the club once again.
It is very exciting, and we're delighted, and we certainly enjoyed our day yesterday, and hopefully get to next year we can enjoy the season anyway.